I'm Amy. I'm the Biosphere Artist in Residence with Manx Wildlife Trust.
Tell us a little bit first about what exactly it's meant for you being Biosphere Artist in Residence.
I didn't really anticipate just how transformational this opportunity would be, or just how much it would deepen my connection with our island. It's really been an amazing experience to be able to improve my knowledge in the area of sound and to make new connections and collaborations. The residency's really stretched my skills and expand, yeah, my knowledge and connections in ways that I wouldn't ever have expected.
Was it something you were aware of or perhaps worked within before actually taking on the role, i.e. the sort of being aware of what Biosphere Isle of Man was?
Yes, I was aware of the Biosphere Isle of Man. I'm a sound therapist and I've worked with sound in nature before. So I had that connection with the biosphere on a sound level from doing outdoor sound baths for a couple of years before I took on the residency. So in that way, I already had quite a connection with the biosphere.
And just clarify for those who perhaps might not know, when you say an outdoor sound bath, what does that actually entail?
So an outdoor sound bath is where I set up my instruments, which are instruments from the crystal bowls, the gongs, and percussion instruments in special places in nature. So for example, I've done sound baths at the Ramsey Woodland Herpin Park, which is the Manx Wildlife Trust Reserve. And then I invite people to come and listen to the sounds of nature, but also blend the sounds of nature with the sound bath instruments to create an immersive meditative experience that helps people connect to our landscape and our biosphere, but also to themselves as well. Just some moments of stillness and deep listening.
And also, I think there's been some plant sonification. Can you explain a bit more about that?
Yes, so plant sonification has been one of my favourite parts of the residency. Through plant biofeedback, so where there's sensors put onto, for example, the leaf of a plant, I've been able to, through very clever devices mainly from Music of the Plants, who are actually sponsoring part of this residency very kindly, their devices have helped me to translate the data from a plant, so maybe the movement of water within the leaf, into sound and music. So it's a quite a complicated process in terms of what the device does, and then I've been able to set the parameters of how the plant sounds in terms of pitch and instrument that the plant represents.
And is that something you had any experience of prior to becoming the Biosphere Artist in Residence?
No, it's a completely new, that's been the main learning curve, I'd say. That's quite new, very new to me over this last year. It's something that I was introduced to a few years ago by a sound engineer on the island called Seb Fostel. And he actually introduced me to the concept of sonification, particularly with plants, and it's just gone on from there, really. It's a very interesting way to listen to the hidden worlds of world of nature, and it's an amazing way to connect with plants, as well as brainwaves, which is another thing that I've looked at as part of the residencies, seeing how people's brainwaves change in response to sound, particularly sound baths in nature.
You're coming towards the end of your year now in residence. So do you think either the sonification or indeed anything else of the experience through the year is something which either you can take into your own work or has influenced your work as you carry on your own sort of journey and your own work post Biosphere residence?
Absolutely. So though the residency is drawing to a close, it's definitely not the end. It feels like just the beginning, actually, of exploring sound in more and more depth. Another part of the residency has been taking field recordings from different ecosystems in our biosphere and turning those into a soundscape. And that soundscape work and field recording has been another fabulous learning curve and another thing that I would like to deep dive into after the residency ends. It kind of feels like the work that I've done over the last year is a tiny seedling that's been nurtured this year, but now it has roots and shoots reaching upward, and I feel like with continued connection and collaboration, that's been actually a really big part of the residency as well. All of these experiences and knowledge that I've gained will continue to grow into something larger and something that will continue to bring people together, help us to listen more deeply, and remind us that we're part of a living, breathing, sounding biosphere and planet, and helping us to make that connection more regularly.
Any particular highlights for you during the year?
I'm really looking forward to my final event, which is on the 28th of September. That's bringing together the plant sonification. It's showing my film with the accompanying soundscape. And I'm collaborating with quite a few different people to bring that event together. So I'm thinking that will be the main highlight. I've got a lovely audience as well. Yeah, I think I'm anticipating that the best is yet to come.
Where's that taking place?
It's taking place at Laxey Glen in the pavilion there on the 28th of September.
And is it an open event or is it sort of invites only on that one?
It's a ticketed event, but it is now sold out. There is a waiting list.
And just finally, anyone, obviously, as you say, you're moving on, you'll carry on. There's going to be a new Biosphere Artist in Residence. I think recruitment is just coming towards the end now. Who's going to be obviously taking your place? Clearly, they might not be working in sound and the same way that you've been. But what would you say to anyone, artist in any sphere, really, who was considering this sort of role?
I've experienced more than I ever imagined. I feel like I've really made the most of the opportunities that have popped up as part of the residency, and created opportunity as well to collaborate, to form new connections, friendships, to learn new skills, from artistic skills to business strategy skills. So it's been a very broad learning experience. So I would say, if you're considering it, just go for it. I wouldn't change the whirlwind and the learning and what comes next for anything.